Welcome back to the Children's Hour. This is Katie Stone. Over the break, you heard the Hit Crew with their instrumental version of I Like to Move It. There is a lot of science on the benefits of running for the mind, body, and the spirit. First of all, our bodies are built for running. Human bodies are shaped in such a way that we evolve to be extremely efficient endurance runners, running long distances. The shape of our hips and feet, the length of our legs, and even our shock-absorbing spine, our ability to sweat, it makes it all possible for us to run mile after mile. There are mental benefits of running. Regular exercise improves cognitive performance, memory, and brain volume, meaning your brain actually gets bigger when you exercise regularly. Exercise also improves our ability to deal with stress by enhancing our physical ability to deal with stress, in part because it increases the chemicals in our brain that make us feel better and handle stress. When we study how stress is responded to in our brain, it can produce negative chemicals that make us feel bad, but exercise does the opposite. One vigorous workout can reduce depression and anxiety for hours. We all know that our bodies benefit by running. Exercise does a lot to improve all kinds of health problems, including arthritis and heart issues. A recent study found that compared to non-runners, runners tended to live about 3 years longer, even if they run slowly or sporadically. And no other form of exercise that researchers looked at showed the same kind of impact on a lifespan. Even running just 5 to 10 minutes a day at slow speeds improves overall physical health. But we also know that there are spiritual benefits of running. The folks at the Native Health Initiative have described how indigenous running traditions are way ahead of anything out there in terms of research in this realm. Some have described running as moving meditation. It's a time for prayer, clarity, peace, and gratitude. Many runners describe how running is part of their overall spiritual practice, including Olympic athletes like Billy Mills. With so many benefits, it makes sense to start running even a little every day. We had help today on the show from Dr. Anthony Flagg, who's one of the founders of Running Medicine and part of the Native Health Initiative. Maybe we can help you get moving. This is the Happy Racers from Ready, Set, Go, right here on the Children's Hour.
Move your body. Oh, move your body. Move your body, move your body, move your body more. Move your body, move your body, get on off the floor. Move your body, move your body, move your body more. Move your body, move your body, get on out the door. Stand up, wiggle your nose, bend down, touch your toes. Ride your bike all around the block, air guitar, let me see you rock. Spin like a top, top, spin top, spin like a top, spin, top, spin. Round the world, here we go, watch me now, I'm a human yo-yo. Move your body, move your body, move your body more. Move your body, move your body, get on off the floor. Move your body, move your body, move your body more. Move your body, move your body, get on out. Move your body more. Move your body, move your body. Get on off the floor. Move your body, move your body, move your body more. Move your body, move your body. Get on out the door.
Hey! We're learning about running today on the show, and our next guest is someone who is running in many ways, including running for Congress. Currently, he serves as New Mexico's Congressional District Number 2's congressman. His name is Gabe Vasquez. And welcome to the Children's Hour.
Thank you so much, Katie. It's a pleasure to be here with you all today. I'm so excited for our conversation.
What exactly is Congress?
When this country was created under the current system of governance that we have, the Declaration of Independence, right, 1776, and we decided that we could have a better way of governing ourselves than what has been done before. And so we created these three branches of government, which included Congress. And in Congress, you have the House of Representatives and you have the U.S. Senate. Now, every state has two U.S. senators. However, every state has a number of federal representatives based on their population. So where I come from here in New Mexico, we only have three federal representatives because we don't have a lot of people. We also have the judicial branch, which is the Supreme Court and the federal court system. And then, of course, we have the President of the United States. And those three branches of government are supposed to be checks on each other. And what I mean by that is that they bring balance, right? So if you can think about a scale, and you have Congress, and you have the president, and then you have the court system, the judges, those three things are always supposed to be aligned and make sure that one doesn't get too powerful. So Congress is a way both to keep checks on that balance, but also Congress are the people who write the laws in this country. So they're the folks who are actually writing the bills that impact your lives, your family's lives on a daily basis. And that is the role of Congress. And that's kind of what I want to do. I want to be one of over 400 Congress people in the United States.
What do you think the most funnest thing about running for Congress is?
The funnest thing about running for Congress is that I get to meet so many awesome people. I get to travel across this big state here in New Mexico, and I get to meet ranchers and cowboys and business owners and mothers and daughters and kids just like yourself. And I get to talk to them about some of the issues in their community. I get to go to pueblos, to our Native American communities. So that's the funnest part, is getting to travel and getting to meet different people that I otherwise wouldn't have met if I wasn't doing this.
From what I've heard about, some of the candidates say some nasty things about each other. How do you get past that criticism?
That's a great question. And you know, unfortunately, throughout your life, you will have people that may not say the nicest things about you or about the work that you're doing. And I think this is a opportunity for you to really show what you're proud of in your life, what you're most proud of. And I think when you believe in yourself and you believe in the things that you're most proud of in your life, then when people say bad things about you or about, you know, anything that you might be doing, you know in your heart that you're doing the right thing. That is what it takes to be a strong politician. And so even if you're not, people will throughout your life might have nasty things to say about you, but you know deep down inside that you stand for good things. For me, it's knowing that we can create a better future for this country and that we can all do it together and that we should all get along.
Is it stressful running for Congress? And if so, how do you feel like you deal with it?
Yeah, well, thank you for that question, Amadeus. Yes, I think life is stressful at times. And I think when you run for office, it's very stressful because you have a lot of people talking to you. You have a lot of people giving you good ideas, maybe some bad ideas, and people asking you a lot of questions about what you're going to do to be a leader. So for me, I handle my stress by running, and not just running for office, but actually running. So every day, I get up in the morning and I take my dog out and we run out in the desert in Las Cruces, New Mexico. I get a chance to just, you know, unwind for the day before everything gets started. So taking care of your physical health is so important to making sure that you can keep your mental health also in a good place. So it is very stressful. I'm not going to lie about that, but it's also worth it. But for me, it's keeping good physical health.
We've been talking with Gabe Vasquez. He's running for Congress to keep his seat, serving New Mexico's 2nd Congressional District, and he is a runner. We so appreciate you taking the time to be with us on the Children's Hour. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much.
You can find pictures and links and a lot more information about today's program at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode running. And we hope you get inspired to get moving and do something. One of the cool things about running medicine is it reminds us that something like running can be a group community activity that is a lot more fun than exercise sometimes seems like it is all by ourselves. We've got just a little bit more time left on the Children's Hour for one more song. We're going to fit in this one, An Oldie But Goodie by Peggy Seeger. I'm Katie Stone. We'll catch you next time for another edition of the Children's Hour.
Run, chillin', run, the patter'll catch you. Run, chillin', run, it's almost day. Run, chillin', run, the patter'll catch you. Run, chillin', run, it's almost day. That child ran, that child flew, that child lost his Sunday shoe. Run, chillin', run, the patter'll catch you. Run, chillin', run, it's almost day. Run, chillin', run, the patter'll catch you. Run, chillin', run, it's almost day. Run, chillin', run, the patter'll catch you. Run, chillin', run, it's almost day. Run, chillin', run, the patter'll catch you. Run, chillin', run, it's almost day. Let me tell you what I'll do. I'm gonna find me a Sunday shoe. Run, chillin', run, the patter'll catch you. Run, chillin', run, it's almost day. Run, chillin', run, the patter'll catch you. Run, chillin', run, it's almost day. Run, chillin', run, the patter'll catch you. Run, chillin', run, it's almost day. Run, chillin', run, the patter'll catch you. Run, chillin', run, it's almost day. Run, chillin', run, the patter'll catch you. Run, chillin', run, it's almost day. Run, chillin', run, the patter'll catch you. Run, chillin', run, it's almost day.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Today's episode was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with a lot of help from George Mendoza, J.L. Powers, Purple House Press, Jacob Vasquez, Leanne Maya and Peyton, and Dr. Anthony Flegg from Running Medicine, and Congressman Gabe Vasquez.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour. Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
We post our photos and more on Instagram and Facebook. Find us at TCH Radio.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.